Part of the reason I won't remember the experience of brushing my teeth this morning has to do with habituation. We learn to ignore what is familiar and of no consequence. And we can't remember what we ignore. Remembering requires that we give the thing to be remembered our attention. For example, let's say your husband pulls into the driveway every evening at 6 o'clock in his silver Toyota Camry. He does this 5 nights a week, week after week. You see him pull into the driveway through the kitchen window every evening at 6. But you probably have no distinct memory of any particular homecoming because they're all much the same. Now let's imagine that he pulls into the driveway tonight at 5 o'clock in a red Ferrari, dressed in drag, and George Clooney is in the passenger seat. Whoa, that's never happened before. Everything about this event is astonishing. The surprise factor alone is enough to kick this particular evening into memorable for life. But you'll also probably tell everyone you know, relaying the story over and over. OMG, he pulled into the driveway and you won't believe it. And with every retelling, you are reactivating the memory, reinforcing the neural pathways that encode the details of what you experienced, making the memory stronger. But if your husband then continues to come home every night at 5 in the red Ferrari, dressed in drag with his pal George Clooney, well, even George gets to be old news. I know, hard to imagine. You'll continue to remember that first time, but you won't remember the details of the 10th, 42nd, or 112th because you've habituated to this occurrence. It has become spaghetti dinner, morning coffee, brushing your teeth, the usual no big deal. And no big deal is readily forgotten.